You're listening to The Big Show.
They score!
With Russick and Rose.
He rips the puck off the bar and in. His second goal of the game makes it 5-0 Flames.
Get ready to go now.
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
Robbed by Markstrom! What a save! It's loose! And Markstrom makes another miraculous stop!
This is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Oh, hi there. How are you doing this morning? You're looking good. It's Thursday. It's The Big Show. Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. Amanda, we got a show for you. Woo, child. Busy, busy, busy for a Thursday. Don't know if you knew this. You might if you follow the sports. It's the National Football League draft tonight.
Woo!
From Detroit Rock City. That's fun.
The first round is expected to be a bit of a cracker.
Usually is.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Usually is.
Lots of...
Six quarterbacks, maybe.
Talent.
Second time ever. You know, the first one
five
was?
Tackles, five receivers.
1983.
Best quarterback class ever.
Boom, Georgie.
Get yourself a couple corners, maybe.
Yep.
Ed Brock Rushers. Bowers.
Yep. The Bengals are expected to draft O-line, which makes you happy.
Who knows? Go receiver. Brian Thomas Jr. Get another LSU guy in there.
Protect that guy. God.
Well, Trey Hendrickson also requesting a trade yesterday from the Bengals.
Oh, that's great.
Wants to get a new contract.
Crazy. They don't want to pay him. It's so weird.
It's Mike Brown. They don't pay anybody in Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Bengals are cheapskates. They've always have been.
They're so the cheapest franchise in the NFL.
Yep.
Wish I knew that before I started cheering for teams.
Yep. They're big cheapskates. So we got the NFL draft on. So at 7 o'clock, in an hour's time, from Detroit, the scene of the NFL draft. Beautiful Detroit. Charles Davis, NFL on CBS, NFL Network, our pal, going to join us at 7 o'clock. Really excited to catch up with Charles.
Yeah. It's going to be at Martis Park in Detroit. Set up right downtown on a four-block stretch on Woodward Avenue.
It's going to be jammed.
Yeah. Over 120,000 easily
for the draft.
Yeah. This is the biggest offseason event in all of sports.
It is.
Not even close.
Yeah. I don't know. The NHL awards would like to have a word.
Oof, that's fair. Dierks Bentley.
Yeah, they'd like to have a word with you. Okay. And whoever's son was up there.
And then the last cool NHL draft's going to be at the Sphere.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool. That is cool.
That'd be the first first sporting event in there. They beat the UFC into there.
And then they could put the picks out on the Sphere, and people are like, what's happening right
what's
now?
What's going on?
Who's no Macklin idea. Celebrini?
Rises kid on the Sphere right now.
Who's Macklin Celebrini, and why did he go to the Calgary Flames? That's what they can be reading on the Sphere.
That would be shocking.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Hey, now, see what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
That means the Flames won the draft lottery.
Can it happen?
So at 7:30, we're giving away tickets to Arkells. They go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain, Ticketmaster.ca.
I found out they named themselves after the street they grew up in Hamilton.
Oh.
Arkell Street.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Well, I don't know where Arkell Street is.
West side of Hamilton. So once you enter in from off of Burlington there.
Yep.
You head west.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch more Hamilton that way.
Oh, I know. The mountain?
Yes. Well, no. I know the escarpment, but then there's more to the west. I didn't know.
There you go. Some Hamilton geography that nobody cares about, but I'm interested. we have Arkell's tickets to give away, which is fun because they go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So beat the box office here on The Big Show.
Damn right.
And then we have a four-pack of tickets as Canada is going to smoke Japan.
Probably.
On Saturday, May 4th at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship down at Winsport. So we have two sets of tickets to give away. That's fun.
That is fun.
And we're going to do that at 7:30. Why at 7:30, you ask, George? Why don't you guys usually like to do that at 8:30 to wrap up the show? Mm-hmm. Don't you guys like to do that, maybe take some calls? Yes, you're right. All of those things are correct. But today's a special day because we have the head coach of your Calgary Flames, Ryan Huska, coming in studio. That's fun.
Let's go.
That's exciting.
The bench boss before the
big
draft.
Chief. What's that?
Well, before the draft.
Yep.
Before free agency.
Yep.
Before a little time off.
Yeah, ask him, you know, about the season and stuff, which is cool. And think we got to play some Flames grilling with him.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. Think we got to do that with the coach. We got lots to discuss. Probably a good...
it's been a week away now.
Yeah.
Week off.
Got some good questions for him already. Rapid fire style. So I'm really interested to see some of the answers to this. And I'm really interested to see how brave GVP is going to be on the buzzer or the ding.
You should ask him another question. Favorite vacation destination? I know he's an interior BC guy. He loves the Okanagan. Mm. But is there another destination he likes?
Add it to the list. There you go.
GVP, are you going to be brave about this? Or
I'm going to call it right down the middle.
Oh, good, good. No favors. No favors.
If he says something dumb, I'm going to feed him the buzzer.
Good.
That's the way it goes.
Okay.
Good.
Wow.
You are
respectfully.
I expect you to say that when he's in the room.
Respectfully.
Hey Ryan, you said something dumb. I'm gonna ding you.
Just want to warn you right now, Coach. You say something dumb, I'm going to buzz you.
Yeah. Something our 23-year-old operator does.
24
not agree
today.
With.
Oh, it's his birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday.
It's your birthday today?
Yeah, today's my birthday.
We just go through here.
What?
Just nobody knowing each other's birthday.
Well,
I love it.
I know mine. That's what's most important.
That is most important.
We had an entire text topic on Maddie's birthday.
Well, I know that. I did not know it was Matt's birthday when I came in, though.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, GVP.
Thank you. Appreciate
happy birthday. The big 2-4. Am I right?
Yeah. Kobe
you can celebrate with a 2-4?
Kobe's year.
Kobe year.
So, what? I know you went golfing yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it a birthday round? Did you get treated?
Was it a free round?
No, I just went to play golf. I love golf.
So, what are you doing for your birthday today?
I don't know.
What about on the weekend?
Probably going to do some stuff. Yesterday was like my best friend's birthday, so we always kind of do something.
Oh.
But yeah.
Did you get wings? It was Wednesday. Did you get wings?
No, I'm probably going for wings today.
Oh, okay. I made wings at home yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm. How about that?
I love chicken
wings too last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Jeez. You know where I had wings from?
Where?
Same place we have our hot wings.
Potsy.
Oh. Wow, there you go.
It was delicious.
Good wings. Very good.
It was very delicious.
Well, were you doing sports yesterday or were you just eating wings?
Well, no, I was lying on my couch watching sports all day. Like I was.
Well, I wasn't sure if you had,
lying
if you
down
had broom ball or you had.
No, I didn't have broom ball. No, I did not have broom ball. I was watching sports. I watched some NBA last night. I watched the Thunder. And I watched.
Why?
It was like a
30-point game for like the entirety.
There's a thing called same game parlay with player props. Ready?
A crook. But you were watching that instead of Stars Knights and Oilers Kings because you had money on a 30-point game.
Can you keep your pants on, Rose?
No.
First of all, I watched the entire Leafs and Bruins game because that was at 5. I watched that.
Yeah.
And then I was flipping between. I watched the entire third period and most of the back end of the second of the Stars and the Golden Knights last night because Vegas is going to win that series because Dallas had nothing last night. Like they nothing in that third period. They generate. If it wasn't for Ottinger, that game is way more out of hand than the actually score dictates because Vegas was giving it to them in the third period, which is kind of surprising, but not really that they're Stanley Cup champions. But Dallas is in trouble now going 0-2 at home. But again, it's not over yet unless they lose game 3. Then it's curtains for Dallas. But I watched that. And then I watched the Oil and the Kings last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was flipping between the basketball and the Oilers game. And then when basketball finished, when it was out of reach, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
It was
ridiculous.
Out of reach like 10 minutes into the game.
Right. But again, you're watching for specific things.
They need
Zion. And then I went to watch the Oilers game, which was fun watching them lose. So that was good.
Mm-hmm. Celtics lost?
Yeah,
sure
the Celtics
did.
Lost.
Oh my God. 10 points.
They were a minus 1,200 favorite
that's what
yesterday.
You say, they were minus 1,200 favorite to beat the Heat.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
And did you see Jimmy Butler's post?
No.
It's like, don't let us have one game.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. They were the final play-in team last year.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, without Jimmy Buckets. So we'll get to that in the Rose Report. So the Oilers and Leafs both losing last night.
Mm-hmm.
Leads to our text topic for tickets.
Oh, excellent.
So we have, again, Arkell's tickets and tickets to Canada Ticket on Japan at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship.
Mm-hmm.
May 4th at Winsport. We're asking you, the Oilers and Leafs losing on the same night in the playoffs is sexier than blank.
Mm, sexier.
Sexier.
Okay.
The Oilers and Leafs losing on the same night in the playoffs is sexier than blank. 960-960 name and location. This is for Arkell's tickets and tickets as Canada's going to clean the clocks at Japan at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship May 4th down at Winsport.
It's a pretty sweet prize. Couple of good prizes out there.
Damn,
you know,
right.
Us, we're pretty simple. Get the brain working a little earlier today than usual.
Yep.
Get those texts in. Win yourself some tickets.
Yeah, because we're going to do that coming up at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
As mentioned, Ryan Huska, the head coach of your Calgary Flames, in studio for the hour at 8 o'clock.
Sure is.
Looking we got to clean up in here a little bit. It's a little messy.
Yeah, it is a little messy, coach. Frankly. Yeah, great.
Afternoon show. Yeah, like they after, and they all had a show in the evening, too, last night, right? They're animals. Nobody cleans up after themselves around here.
No, they
what
don't.
What the hell?
No, it's like you don't have a boss that lives in town. It's crazy.
Oh.
And no one gets held accountable because of it.
Okay.
Huh? All right. What? Oh, sorry,
fired.
Did I say that out loud?
Shots.
Oh. This thing on?
I clean up after myself every time.
Yeah, I take up like 4 square feet in here, and it's a mess for the entire time I'm here, and then I take my entire mess with me.
Yeah, that's fine. You take your blanket, like pig pen.
Yeah, exactly.
Jam it into your backpack and you leave. You take all the little flies that are buzzing around you, and they all go into your backpack.
Bundle of garbage.
Yeah.
Throw it in there.
It all comes back.
And it's gone.
They
never see it.
I sanitize my entire workstation. It's clean when you come in. Whoever comes in and hosts after us, I don't know whoever does, they got a clean work area. But here, nope.
No.
There's food thing everywhere. There's bottles of water, empty boxes of Kleenex. It's chaos in here this morning. And we got the flipping head coach of the Flames coming in studio. Should have at least a respectable work environment.
Now, how do we work in these conditions?
I don't know.
Frankly.
I don't know. I don't know how we do it.
Just soldier on.
Yeah.
That's 960, all we can do.
960 name and location. The Oilers and Leafs losing on the same night in the playoffs is sexier than blank. 960-960, name and location. That Oilers, what are those giant serving forks here for? And they're used. Those are giant serving forks. Who had a buffet in here at night?
Cam and Shan order poutine a lot in here.
Poutine?
Yeah, they do.
It's like
a couple of brisket
poutines
the other day or something.
See, the only person I know who should be able to say poutine is Julian.
And even then, once again, like,
it's a little obnoxious. Right?
Yeah,
when people say poutine, it's a little obnoxious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, can I get some poutine?
Yeah. Like,
okay, shut up. It's poutine. Calm down. All right? I guess if you're French Canadian, fine. Bust out the poutine. But if you're not, don't do that. It's obnoxious. It is. Oh, can I get some poutine? It's like, all right. You're at McDonald's at the drive-thru. Can you make my fries poutine, please? I'd be like, ugh. Get out of here.
Have you ever had the McDonald's poutine?
It's good.
Depends on the time of night.
All right.
Depends
but again,
on how
is
much
that,
sauce I've consumed.
GVP, is that not obnoxious?
What, to call it poutine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I'm trying
poutine.
To think of other things people really like. Pronounce and they're like, and you're like, ugh,
I don't know, just ask Julian McKenzie.
No, yeah, but he's French Canadian.
Okay,
I'm okay with it. Like, if somebody like Maddie, Calgary through and through, he's like, oh, can I get some poutine? Like, look at me, I'm Southern Ontario trash. If I go poutine, it's like, shut up, Toronto idiot. When I'm not from Toronto, like, these are, I'm not gonna do that, I'm not gonna call it poutine.
Poutine.
Can I get some poutine? I know our Pat Steinberg speaks French.
Yeah, oh yeah. He got all that babble and stuff.
Yeah.
He's been doing it like a
700
day
streak. Yeah, and if Pat Steinberg said poutine, I'd be like, Pat, seriously.
Yeah.
His best friend's the Duolingo owl.
That's...
Oh. I'm trying to think of other words.
Oh, he's doing Duolingo forever. Like, that's what he was learning French on during the pandemic.
Yep. Oh, see, oh, look at him making his life better during the pandemic when all I did was growing my beard out during the pandemic.
I got really into day drinking.
Yeah, like a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. Frankly, none of that carried over. None of that carried over. That's right. People being locked away, that had no impact on anybody. Yeah, it was a good idea.
Hey, I'm not allowed to say that I missed it.
Right. So, Putin. I'm trying to think of other things people call. Like, when you're like, ugh. I'll think about it. I'm going to think about it during the break. Because that's the one thing I really...
Yeah, I got nothing like this early. No, I've been up till 11 o'clock every night this week. I've got nothing at 6 a.m. Like, my brain is working, and
usually
I'm like...
things are...
I can't even get a word that like sounds normal, let alone a word that I'm mispronouncing.
Yeah, usually things are firing.
No.
Okay, yeah.
They
okay.
rarely fire at this moment.
Thank you. We got one.
Text line bailing us out.
This one's really annoying, too. Mm. When people pronounce schedule instead of schedule.
Mm. Yes.
That's
yes.
annoying, too. That feels, what are you from? Okay, if you're,
that
if
feels
you're
like
Prince
a
William, okay? If Prince William and his big, stupid, bald head came into the studio, and he'd be like, first of all, I'd ask him, where's Kate? Second of all, I'd be like,
okay.
I'd be like, if he comes in and goes, schedule, I'm like, all right, that makes sense.
Schedule.
Right. If Tommy comes in.
Schedule.
Yeah, if Tommy comes in from Cavalry FC and goes, oh, our schedule is tough coming up. He'd be like, all right, Tommy, I get it.
Yeah, but it's
but
real
if,
tough.
But if Maddie comes in and goes, oh, here's the Wrangler's schedule for the rest of the playoffs, he'd be like,
get out of here.
Shut up.
Clown.
Would George pronounce his tournament or program? I just do that tournament. To cheese off Brent Cron, because Brent Cron hates when I say program.
Croissant?
There's a reason. Croissant. A croissant. Croissant. There's another one.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Amateur or amateur?
Amateur.
Amateur. Well, no, that's very American.
That.
Amateur.
Amateur?
Yeah, every time I watch the Masters. Roof. He's the low amateur.
Oh, thank you. This is the one I've seen, too, a lot. And this one, when people go, literally.
Literally.
No, it's literally.
Okay, it's just literally. Calm down. Literally.
Get the R. E-R. Literally.
Literally, our program is jammed. And here's the schedule for the rest of the day on the radio station. Literally is annoying, too.
Literally.
Croissant. So you're at Tim Hortons. Can I get my cheese croissant?
Cheese croissant.
Warmed up, please.
Tony Ludman? Tony Lidman.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Yeah. Okay, so a greasy spoon back home.
Yeah.
Like breakfast place, the flying saucer. Mm-hmm. There was a guy sitting at the table. It's like 10:30 in the morning ordering breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. This guy orders a chicken parm.
Hell yeah.
At 10:30 in the morning. Okay, but hang on. This guy orders a chicken parm, right? And he goes, can I get a chicken parmigiano? And I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Parmigiano.
Are you kidding me right now? Can I get a chicken parmigiano?
From the old country, eh?
No, he wasn't. Believe me, he wasn't.
probably an Irish guy.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Tuesday.
That's so good.
I'm not going to say his nationality, but he definitely wasn't from Italy. The old boot.
From the whole...
Can I get a chicken? First of all, you're ordering it. And he asked for it spicy. And I'm like, who is this guy?
Oh, God. Spicy chicken parm.
You gotta call the FBI on this.
Okay,
guy.
Necklace. Nobody says necklace.
Well, there's somebody in this guy's
okay,
life.
Okay, yeah, you're like somebody in your life is just they're just effing with you.
Also, I don't know what the heck this was. They had PK Subban on Pat McAfee like a few months ago.
PK Subban's comment
he
last
said
night too. Come on, man.
That was funny.
Okay, it was funny, hilarious. But come on.
Messier's face.
Cul-de-sac, Renito. I don't even know what that is.
A cul-de-sac? What that is?
He called an oven an oven.
Like that's just...
now you got all the McAfee guys thinking that's how Canadians say oven.
No, it isn't.
I'm like, what oven. The hell? Oven? What
who says oven?
PK Subban.
Have you
does.
Ever met anybody in your life who has called it an oven? No, you haven't.
PK Subban called it an oven.
Just like you've never met anybody in your life calling it a tomato.
That's
never,
true.
You've never
tomato,
met anybody.
Tomato. I'm like, no,
can I get
that's
a, it's
not
tomato,
true.
Tomato. I've never heard anybody say tomato or potato. Oh, can I get extra potato, please? What are you, a serial killer?
It's fa, not foe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fa.
Some
not
people
foe.
Say garage instead of garage.
Oh, I garage.
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 In the garage.
Roof.
Rough. Yeah, some people say rough.
Rough over roof.
Rough. Yeah. croissant.
Croissant.
Chicken parmigiano. Literally. Schedule.
A Kotox.
Yeah.
That's texty.
That's just texty.
That's texty.
Yeah. Oh, well, when somebody says bruschetta.
Bruschetta?
Can I get some bruschetta? Okay, shut up. Can I get some biscotti with my bruschetta?
Okay, well, now you're getting into Italian pronunciation.
Mozzarella.
Yeah. Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
No one says mozzarella.
Espresso. Can I get a double espresso?
Why, you mean it's not espresso?
Well, espresso. That one's borderline.
God, that's not borderline. That's a faux pas. Espresso.
Another good one on the text line.
What do you...
Listen, Mike Vernon. Mike Vernon was here when he said it. Detroit. Like Mike Vernon and Elliot Friedman, Detroit. I don't understand
Detroit.
How. It's Detroit.
Detroit. Detroit.
It's not Detroit.
Detroit.
Detroit. Detroit.
You kind of say it. Detroit.
No, that's I'm doing it how Elliot does it.
Detroit. Detroit. I don't understand how that works.
Detroit. Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know. What did it eat? Like, yeah, Detroit.
What did Detroit eat?
Yeah, not Detroit.
What did he eat?
Yeah, what did he eat? The draft tonight.
So all right. Dumb.
We've done way too long on this, but it just angers me sometimes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poutine. Can I get a poutine, please? Okay. All right.
Poutine.
Shut up. Poutine. Patrick Dumas.
Dumas. That's fair.
That's a good one.
But that's how you say your last name.
It's Dumas, actually.
Yeah. Well, the proper way to pronounce my last name is Rusic.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna come out and say that way.
Well, mine's Rosenberg. I'm not gonna say that.
Rusic. Rusic and Rose. That doesn't have a... Rusic and Rosenberg. There you go.
Also, the people that lived in Calgary forever that still say Calgary.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Somebody on the broadcast.
Yeah, Tirana. It's Toronto. Tirana.
Tirana. It's not Toronto. It's Tirana.
The man from Toronto, the movie, and they're like, you wouldn't say that if
no,
you remember.
You wouldn't.
All right.
You punch in the face. Aluminium.
Decals, decals. Yeah, I get it.
Aluminium?
Yeah, that's an
English thing, too.
That's an English thing, too, yes. Yes, it's very
Now we're
English.
Getting into not mispronunciations. These are just different words in different languages. Yeah. It's a little different than just tomato, tomato.
Tomato.
How do the Brits say yogurt?
You've never...
Yogurt?
Yogurt?
You've never met anybody who says tomato.
No.
Can I get a tomato, please? No, you've never heard anybody
ketchup,
say that.
Catsup.
Catsup. Yeah, people just say that just because they're dumb, but it's fun. Catsup. Can I get some catsup? And there's also a brand catsup of ketchup.
Yep.
Yeah. French's ketchup is criminally underrated, by the way.
It's Canadian ketchup.
Yeah. Well, I know. Heinz is like the standard. Yeah. And we have different ketchup than they do in the States.
Yes, we do.
Because they're like, whoa, this ketchup's better. I go, I know it is. It's more flavorful. And me, with my 8-year-old palate... Loves him some ketchup.
I need that sweet sauce.
Love that ketchup. Vitamin. Yes, vitamin. Nobody says vitamin. Can I get a vitamin? Crikey, governor. Can I get a vitamin? I'm not feeling TikTok shape this morning.
TikTok?
Can I get a vitamin? All right. Malk. Saskatchewan accent. Malk.
Malk.
It's milk.
That's plenty of vitamin K.
Yeah.
Or vitamin R.
Malk. All right. We're giving away tickets. 960, 960, name and location. Arkells and a 4-pack to see Canada take on Japan at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship. Saturday, May 4th, down at Winsport. We're asking you, the Oilers and Leafs losing on the same night in the playoffs is sexier than blank. The Oilers and Leafs losing on the same night in the playoffs is sexier than blank. 960, 960, name and location. We'll mix in some phone calls, I think, at 7:30, because at 8 o'clock, we have the head coach of the Calgary Flames, Mr. Ryan Huska, in studio. And, we're talking to our man, CD, Charles Davis, live from Detroit, site of the NFL draft. We could ask Charles, does anybody ever in Detroit, right, say Detroit?
We can do that. We can definitely put some time away for that.
Yeah. We should get a clip of Elliot or Mike Vernon saying Detroit.
Detroit.
Bob Cole used to say Detroit.
Yeah, he did. Baby. Oh, baby. Legend, Bob Cole.
Desjardins.
Yep.
Sick.
Yeah.
Good word, team.
Yeah. All right. What do you got coming up in the Rose Report?
So much from yesterday. Yesterday we had the playoffs for the NHL, for the NBA. We had some baseball. We got the draft tonight. There's some golf. Fun tournaments are a classic. Right? Stampeder was cheating too. So we're betting on sports.
A Stampeder.
Yeah.
Former.
Hey, this is a classic. It's my man Jesper Stubbs playing. Jesper Stubbs, the Australian amateur. Jesper Stubbs.
I don't.
Crikey.
I don't think he's playing.
Why not? He should be paired with Jason Day.
Because they're both Australian?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's right, mate. Nice. Jesper Stubbs.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
It's my favorite golfer now.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Jesper Stubbs.
It's really good stuff.
All right.
Stibs.
We'll play a clip of Sheldon Keefe crying about the refs.
Oh, we got that for you.
Yeah, TNT had the weirdest noise in the background of the Kopitar winner.
They were piping and crying noise.
Yeah, we can play that too. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah, we can. We'll find a place to put that one. It has to be played because it's
weird.
It sounds. Yeah, no, it's wrong.
Yeah, it's so wrong.
Prison.
Okay,
whoever did it, right to prison.
The Oilers and Leafs losing on the same night in the playoffs is sexier than blank. 960 name and location. We're giving away all those tickets at 7:30. So we're gonna have a good conversation with Charles coming up at 7. We're gonna do some nonsense at 7:30, and then we're gonna have another good conversation with Ryan Huska for an hour. Man, our show's stacked today. And then tomorrow we're gonna coast into the weekend because today we're working hard. But we play even harder. And it's the birthday boy. I didn't even know.
Yeah, none of us
GVP.
Did.
GVP. Look at you guys.
Congrats
in your
for
April
him.
Birthdays.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Beautiful
24.
Time for birthdays.
You're getting older, eh? I hate when people say that, too. It's like, that's the plan. It's better than the alternative.
What, dying?
Yeah, dead. Okay. Like, that's the plan.
Yeah, good.
But that's kind of what I want to do. Get older. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Go have some morning poutine.
Just
and listen to
break.
The program.
What are you doing? This segment's gone on for like 2 minutes too long.
No.
What are you doing?
No, because I like throw to drag break. Along sometimes. All right. Fine. Happy birthday, GVP. It's the Big Show. Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, the fan. It's the Big Show. Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, the fan. Powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. Busy show. Top of the hour, live from Detroit, Charles Davis, NFL Network, NFL on CBS. Hey, the draft's tonight. Very sexy. Patty Dumas pumped up. My nephew's jacked for the draft. A lot of draft nerds out there. Love it. Also, yep. 8 o'clock, the head coach of your Calgary Flames in studio here on the Big Show at 8 o'clock. That's fun. Ryan Huska. I think we'll play some Flames grilling with him, too.
Yes, I'm down with that.
And also, we're giving away tickets to see Arkells and Canada take on Japan at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship May 4th down at Winsport. We're asking you, the Oilers and Leafs losing on the same night in the playoffs is sexier than blank. The Oilers and Leafs losing on the same night in the playoffs is sexier than blank. 960-960, name and location. But to get you up to date on everything that transpired last night in the world of sport, Mr. Matthew Rosenberg and the Rose Report brought to you by...
You're not allowed to say that.
Okay. That's, Motorworks.
That's mine.
That's his.
All right, Patrick Dumas. Slow
Whoa.
Down.
Ooh.
Unbelievable.
If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks Georgie for service Russi. And repairs. Russi. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Avenue, 3rd Street Southeast.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rosenblum.
Matty Rose.
Matty Rosen.
Oh, good morning, friends, and welcome to your Thursday. We had a Wranglers playoff game. We had some NHL playoff games. We had the Jays and the Royals. Was they wrap up today? Some NBA playoffs. The
You okay?
Dip.
Yeah, you want to start again?
No, we don't have
let's start again.
We don't have enough time. We don't have time.
Well, we're starting.
We don't have time.
Okay.
Marty Rose.
Ow. Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
No one listens
Adam
to
Rose.
Me around here.
Rosenblum.
Don't Matty
Rose.
To
Matty
me.
Rose.
Good morning, friends. Wranglers playoff game yesterday. Three games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Two more tonight. Jays wrap up their series with the Royals. We have the NFL draft. We have the NBA postseason. We have the Zurich Classic. We have lots to get to. We shouldn't waste any time with any trivial nonsense that might have started the segment.
That is the pillar of our show, trivial nonsense.
It's a great point by you. All right, let's get to the lines yesterday for the Wranglers game as they were taking on the Tucson Roadrunners, game one of their three-game series, all three games down in Tucson. They will have home ice advantage rules in game number two, but yesterday they did not. They're the seventh seed. Tucson's the two seed. This was a low-scoring affair because both the goaltenders, Dustin Wolf and Matt Vallalta, are two of the best goaltenders in the AHL all year long. And one goal came relatively early, and it ended up being the difference.
Klapka connects with Cole Schmidt on the rush. Schmidt with it. Backhand play, and he scores. Cole Schmidt with the money. It's 1-0 Calgary in the second period.
That was early on in period number two. Great work from Pelche and from Klapka to get that puck out of the defensive zone. One of the more interesting lines they were playing yesterday was Coronado, Pelche, and Cole Schwint together, and they had some great offensive opportunities. But did mention, Dustin Wolf, outstanding yesterday.
Battle down low, sent to the half wall. Thrown back to the point. Kesselring winds up. Wolf challenges, comes out to the blue paint, makes the save. And he gets a shot on goal. Wolf with a piece of it. Kirkland down low, driving to the nets. And Wolf is there once again as he puts down the paddle. And we'll get some extracurriculars after that whistle. Gunther, bank pass, winding up is the captain. Camphor, but Dustin Wolf. A little bit of windmill action. We aren't in the Netherlands, but that was a very nice windmill.
He was good. 46 saves yesterday for the shutout. 2-0 they win. Matt Coronado scores into an empty net. Wolf was good all night long, and they take the first one on the road. You just got to win one of the next two games and get on to the next round.
That was
that
a beautiful
simple.
Goal by Schwinn.
Oh, nice little gorgeous. Finish, hey?
Yep.
Against a very good netminder as well. Game two is going to be Friday night at 8 o'clock. You're going to be able to hear that right here on Sportsnet 960, or you can watch it on AHL TV. I think the package is like $30 US for the entire playoffs.
Or you could hear it for free on Sportsnet 960.
Obviously. From the NHL, let's get to the three games yesterday. The Bruins were hosting the Leafs for Game 3. This series was split. Nylander did skate it, morning skate, but he was the last one off the ice and he didn't play. The Bruins made several changes. Lauko out for James Van Riemsdyk, Wotherspoon and Lowry both in for Grizzlick and Peak. Mason Lowry skating in his first playoff game of his NHL career. He was born in Louisiana. The first Louisiana-born player in league history to play in the postseason.
Oh.
Did you know that a new state has had a player debut in each of the past two seasons? Montana in 22-23, now Louisiana. The all-time NHL total is 42 different states plus the District of Columbia. Boys, can you guess the states awaiting a league debut?
Okay. How many are... Okay. Alabama's got to be one.
No, they've had a player.
They've had a player.
Mississippi?
Nope.
Really?
Hawaii?
Correct.
Oh.
Oregon?
Nope.
Hold on. Idaho? No, there's an Idaho.
Nope.
Maine?
Nope.
Maine's it's like a hockey state.
Yeah, I know. I just okay, hold on.
Delaware?
Nope.
Rhode Island?
No, that's too northeast. Those are hockey places.
You guys got to go.
You got to go
south,
Midwest.
Guys.
South and Midwest.
South and Midwest, boys. This is painful. We
no,
don't have enough
on,
time waiting around. Kansas, yes.
Oklahoma. New Mexico?
New Mexico, yes. Not Oklahoma. You're this missing one, two,
Arkansas.
Three, four, five. Arkansas, correct.
Damn it. Is it one from Tennessee yet?
No, but that's a good guess. Great job. Nailed it.
Yes.
Ooh, wow.
Not yet.
There's going to be.
Eventually.
Very soon.
Kentucky, West Virginia, and Wyoming are the three you're missing.
Oh.
Wyoming's the least populated, so that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah. There you go.
Ooh, neat.
Felt like we should have done better there.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
This one was.
Yeah, me too. I really think we should have done better.
Yeah. This one was tied at 2 in the third period after Marchand picked the puck off the wall. He would score, but right after that, a point shot by Morgan Riley either went off Tyler Bertuzzi or Hampus Lindholm. That tied this game at 2, but no overtime needed.
Back of the net. Samsonov's lost his stick. Marchand shoots. He scores! Brad Marchand! Holy cameo! Freely has scored more playoff goals than that guy. He makes it 3-2 Bruins.
Yeah, and he would score an empty netter to pass Cam Neely for the most goals in Bruins playoff history. Pretty important, impressive stuff. Two goals yesterday. The Bruins win 4-2. They take a 2-1 series lead. And Sheldon Keefe not happy with one. Brad Marchand after the game.
In the league long enough, as you can see, he gets calls. It's unbelievable, actually. How it goes. We got to play through that. We got to play through that stuff. I don't think there's another player in this series that gets away with taking out Bertuzzi's legs the way that he does. There's not one other player in the series that gets away with that, but he does. It's an art, and he's elite at it.
You know what? I think this is smart by Sheldon Keefe. Here's why.
Because he does this every playoffs?
No, go ahead. Yeah, let's take some of the heat off some of our players who are underperforming and are completely abysmal penalty kill. The Bruins are like 50% on the power play in the series so far. So let's turn away the attention of how we're not playing well, and let's do the old blame the refs game so all the Dumbo Leaf fans can jump on that bandwagon and go, yeah, if it was for the refs, we'd be winning the series right now. When clearly the Invisible Man article that popped up in Toronto that people were so mad about Mitch Marner, he was okay last night, made that
good.
Really nice play to Nyes.
Yeah,
pass.
But Matthews didn't score last night, had some good chances, but kind of neutralized.
Mm-hmm.
Their power play continues to struggle. Special teams an issue for the Maple Leafs. But you know whose fault it was? The refs.
Yeah.
And good on Sheldon Keefe. And did you see Marchand skating by when he scored the empty netter? His one's over in five. That's what he kept saying.
How many shot attempts do you think for Austin Matthews yesterday?
Eight.
Seven attempts, three on net, but he did have eight hits.
Oh, okay. It was physical. And
it was
the
a
Max
physical
Domi
game.
Hitting Jeremy Swayman during the TV timeout, and then Swayman going down like he got shot.
Well, that was the
it's unnecessary.
It was, but yes. That was what ticked the Bruins off, right?
Yeah.
That was the tipping point. It was 2-1 Leafs.
And that's so Max Domi doing stuff like that. And I can't wait till Linus Allmark plays game four.
God. They don't deserve to get past the Leafs if
Swayman
they do that.
Was lights out last night. He's been lights out. But I don't know. Maybe they go to Allmark in game four. That's what they've been doing.
Kings and Oilers in game number two. Cakewalk win for McDude and the Oil in game number one. But this one behind the eight ball early.
Eldon Kempe shoots and scores. Kopitar to Adrian Kempe. And the Kings have an early lead in game two.
Bouchard with one of the softest turnovers you'll ever see. Saw Kempe take an early 1-0 lead. And then how about a double dip for number nine?
And here's Kempe right up the middle. Kempe to Kopitar. Kopitar back in front. Kempe scores! Tipped in Adrian Kempe. Set up again by Andrei Kopitar. 2-0 LA.
So that was early in period number one. The teams would exchange goals later on the frame. Kulak with like a 95-mile-per-hour slap shot, and then Drew Doughty would score on a breakaway as well. So 3-1 after 40 minutes of play. And then, as much as he's an Oiler, and that's a little bit of a bugaboo, Dylan Holloway, the former Okotoks Oiler as well, getting on the board.
Holloway forces a turnover. CeCe rifles a pass to Janmark that's tipped to Holloway, shoots and scores. Dylan Holloway cuts it to 3-2.
His first NHL playoff goal. Zach Hyman would score after that on the power play to tie this game up at 3. Fiala would give the Kings back the lead early on in the third period. A rocket, less than 2 minutes in. Bit of a knuckler with a light screen. I don't know how it got through Skinner's five hole, but it did get through there. Oilers down 4-3, and then how about a double dip for the Oiler? The Okotoks Oiler.
Carrick slightly hobbled, and here comes Pierre-Luc Dubois the other way for LA. Shot Fiala, and a save made by Skinner. It might have gotten a piece of Skinner. Fiala might have just missed the net there, but CeCe with an open net. Here's Holloway off the rock, shoots and scores! Dylan Holloway's quick release has struck again, and this game is tied at 4!
Yeah, Cody CeCe had a chance to pull one in the back of the net moments earlier. He puts it reverse through the crease. Luckily for him, Holloway's able to get that one, tie it up. It would go to overtime. Overtime, George? Brief.
And Spence will take over. For Anderson and up the wall, Byfield tipped it, moving in, shot, score! Andre Kopitar, overtime winner, game two. The series is tied at one.
Okay, so I'm glad you played the LA radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that was the call in the LA radio broadcast. Can we play the Sportsnet call?
Before we get to the audio stuff, okay, let's talk about the game for a second and what happened here.
Right.
Because as soon as the Oilers lost McDavid and Draisaitl, the very first shift that neither of them were on the ice, what happens? An excellent pass by Byfield. An amazing pass to the middle of the ice.
Yeah. Which was kind of tip deflection.
I don't know what happened there. You got to do it. And
Nurse, great finish by Kopitar.
Nurse isn't alongside Kopitar. There's no pressure from the forwards back. And all of a sudden, moments after, you don't have Draisaitl and McDavid on the ice.
Also, I'd be very concerned if I'm the Oilers. Yeah, the series is tied 1-1. And obviously, you're never in trouble if you lose at home. So now the Oilers lose home ice advantage. But they've coughed up 9 goals in 2 games to the Kings. That's a lot.
And I haven't loved some of the goals for Skinner. He's made some good saves, but there's been the odd one that makes... Like, that fourth one yesterday, off the wall from Fiala, that shouldn't beat you.
Well, also the Doughty goal was just it just squirted through him.
He overhandled it.
Yeah,
and then,
that's what I mean. Like, what are you doing on that play?
You know what's a problem for the Oilers? Sure. Is that they play in the Kings this early. Anze Kopitar skated 22 minutes yesterday. I don't know if he's doing that in round two or if he's doing that in round three.
Well, again, like the pillars of the LA Kings, you know, success. Like, Kopitar and Doughty were the key last night, and Kempe was really good.
Yeah, you can talk about Fiala and Deneau and Dubois all you want.
Oh, man, but that
just hit, go on Kopitar.
The hit Hyman put on Deneau, too. Get your head up, Deneau.
How about the hit Byfield threw on McDavid?
Yeah.
And like, again, this has been a fun series, man.
That's something we talked about before the show. Like, if I'm Edmonton, I don't like the amount of hits McDavid is taking in this series right now. Something like, where's Evander Kane? Where's I'm the toughest guy in the world?
Got himself a minus on the overtime goal.
Yeah. You got the goal calls here. So we heard the radio call. So this is weird. So here's the Sportsnet call
on
of
TV.
The game winner on TV. Here it is.
Mikey Anderson. Anderson now has the puck. Here's Kopitar with an opportunity, and he scores! The Kings captain, Anze Kopitar, the overtime hero for LA.
Yeah, okay, so that's a normal call. Okay?
Yeah,
the
crowd noise makes sense there.
They do. So the TNT broadcast... they're piping in crowd noise because this is the weirdest background noise of the Kopitar. It did not sound like this last night in the arena in Edmonton.
Off and drop to the ice. Picked up by Kopitar and then Spence. Whisked away, buys some time. Redirected toward the middle. Here's Kopitar. It's our score! Andre Kopitar is the hero of game two. The Kings have tied up this series at one.
Yeah, what's going on there?
It's just like static.
Yeah.
It's not even good crowd noise.
No.
It's like old crowd noise that we used to use when I was doing FM radio because it was so funny that it was bad.
It's like crowd noise you'd hear on like RBI Baseball on your Nintendo.
From the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what that was. Here comes Kopitar. Scores, because people at Edmonton be like,
as much as
the crowd's chanting, let's go Oilers.
As much as I don't.
During the lead up.
As much as I don't like the team, like, you can appreciate the fan base, and that barn does not need crowd noise in there. They're just fine.
When LA scores.
Yeah.
That ice district
there the entire call.
It
looked a lot better yesterday than it did game one.
It's a little warmer, but it's rocking there. Like, you got to give them credit.
All right, let's keep going. Knights and Stars, game two from Dallas. Mark Stone able to play again. Shocking. He actually skated even more ice time.
A miracle!
Than he did in the last game. It's preposterous. Who could have seen this one coming? The two teams exchanged goals early on in the first period. Goals about 90 seconds apart. Marchessault for the Knights and Jason Robertson for the Dallas Stars. The game winner for this one would come late period two.
Now Carrier out in front for Wah. He couldn't get a shot away. Now it's Hanifin. He shoots. He scores! Noah Hanifin follows up his first career playoff goal. The Knights take a 2-1 lead with 1:07 to go in the second period.
It's a great gather of the loose puck by Noah Hanifin. He drops the loose puck into the back of the net from the top left circle.
able to beat Ottinger. That made it 2-1. Vegas would score into an empty net. Eichel gets the empty netter. 3-1 your final. It's a Stars lead. Or pardon me, Stars trail 2-0 as this series heads back to Vegas.
They're in trouble here. Mm-hmm. And I watched the last period and a bit of this game, and you'd think Dallas would be a lot more desperate. Ottinger was a reason why he was keeping him in that third period. Dallas had some incredible chances. Chandler Stephenson missed one where he kind of shot it into Ottinger's pads after a great pass from the miraculously healed Mark Stone.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we've talked about it on this show. You fancied the Stars to potentially win the Stanley Cup. They could be out in 4 or 5 here, which would be crazy, but not really that surprising when you got to face the defending Stanley Cup champions in round one.
Two games tonight, Panthers and Bolts, game 3 down in Tampa on Sportsnet West. Hurricanes and Islanders, they shift to the island for game 3. New York blow in game 2 down in Carolina. That'll be on 360 at 5:30. Also, the full list for the teams for the Utah franchise is now Utah Mammoth, Utah Ice, Utah Yetis, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah Blizzard, Utah Outlaws, and the Utah Hockey Club.
They're going to have a bracket system, it sounds like, for Utah residents to vote on the team name.
I like that.
Players were introduced to the city yesterday, and also the Sharks have fired David Quinn.
You know, he really deserved to lose his job. Even though, Mike Greer hires the guy, and he hires him to be the head coach of a team that's borderline an American Hockey League team.
Who do they even get
to? So why is that his fault?
I know it's one of 32 jobs, but who's going to throw themselves to the Wolves there?
The people will line up to take that job. Yeah. But at the same time, what were you expecting from him?
Well, I just think that it's one of those things where it's losing culture. And what is he going to do to kind of switch that when even the players are so vastly checked out? I just think you need someone new in there. With franchises that are like this, you just can't have the same guy, and you can't have another season like last year as you try and get more youth into your lineup next season. So
sure, I get it.
Listen, this is...
It's not his fault.
Your point is well heard. But this is not on David Quinn.
Yeah.
Look at what he was given. He's going to get another opportunity.
But I don't like the fact that Greer hired him 2 years ago and then fired him. That wasn't from another GM.
Yes.
It's what were you... You're the one who gave him nothing
to work
with. You
should have given
him
more than 2 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
Put John Cooper behind the bench of the Sharks next year. Tell me how they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fair.
It won't matter.
Jays played game 3 of their set with the Royals yesterday. The finale will be today. It was Yayrod on the bump. And can you give us a letter grade for the nickname Yayrod?
Oh, wow. Yayrod, I'm gonna give that an F. I'm sorry.
Whoa!
Unbelievable.
Some guy doesn't like wordplay. Anyways, Addison Barger was called up from Buffalo because Kevin Kiermaier put on the 10-day injured list.
Kevin Kiermaier.
Not the best start for Yayrod.
1-0. Smoke to left field, down for a base hit. Witt will jog in, up to second pass Quintino. It's an RBI single for Perez, and a 1-0 lead for the Royals in the bottom of the first.
Then in the bottom of the second.
0-1, line shot to left, down in front of Barger for a base hit. That'll bring in a run. Kyle Isbell scores. It's 2-0 Royals.
Mentioned Barger in the lineup. Boy, does he have a heavy swing. So the team's down 2-0. Barger, second MLB at bat. What does he do? He rips a comebacker right back at the Royals starter, Alec Marsh. Took him out of the game.
That
looked awful.
You know what? When you watch pitching, I'm surprised we don't see more injuries.
Agreed.
And especially because the way they throw the ball, they can't protect themselves.
No.
Because you're hurling your body and you're in this weird contorted position.
And what do you protect yourself with? Your hand? Look what happened to Marsh.
Listen.
You got him in the arm.
Listen, their hat is made of fabric. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
I don't know how it doesn't happen. Do you know what else? I was texting a buddy because who was it? It was one of the Wotherspoon, the defenseman for the Bruin, who blocked that half clapper off the inside of his knee.
Mm.
And every time I see that, there is only two or three players in the NHL where I don't feel bad about that. And there's a lot of players in the NHL that I don't like. That hurts.
Yeah.
That's painful. But getting hit by a ball, also not good.
We've seen some pitchers take it right off the face, dude. It's oh my God.
Jays would get on the board in the top of the fifth.
0-1, Springer hits in the air to center field. Isbell going back, he's looking up, he leaps at the wall, it's gone! George Springer gets the Blue Jays on the board with his third home run of the season and first since the opening series, a near 420-foot blast to make it 2-1 for the Royals.
Yeah, it took them long enough. Rodriguez would leave after four innings, six hits allowed, three in runs, two walks, two strikeouts. Yenesis Cabrera in for some long work. Rodriguez did allow another run while getting the final out of the fourth inning. So 3-1 Jays as he Jays trail as he exits. They would get one more run. They had a chance for more in the ninth, just like game number two, but could not plate that final runner. Kevin Biggio strikes out as the final out. They lose 3-2. The finale will go today. Earlier start, getaway game, 12-10 first pitch. La Maquina, Jose Barrios, goes this afternoon. 11:30, the broadcast will start on Sportsnet West. And if you're looking for a little later action, Dodgers and Nationals at 2 o'clock on Sportsnet Plus. They can still split the series.
The big three for the Blue Jays, Springer, Guerrero, and Bichette so far this season, all have an OPS below 700. Not ideal.
Is that good?
No. It's not awful, but it's also not great.
Well, not like if
yeah, especially Marcia when
was not
top
what you
three.
Want from your table setters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. From the top of the lineup, you don't want it that well. All right, NFL draft.
That's it. We're done here.
Yeah.
I'm through. See ya.
Charles Davis going to join us in 10-ish minutes. Round one goes tonight, 6 o'clock. Round two and three tomorrow at 5. Rounds 4-7 Saturday starting at noon. Expected to see a handful of quarterbacks off the board right away. Maybe as many as 6 go in the first round today. Some other positions that expect to see a lot of guys go in the first round. Tackle, offensive tackle, receiver, cornerback, and maybe less than usual, but some edge rushers too. And then Brock Bowers, the tight end, who could be the next star, is kind of a little bit of a wild card in here. Handful of Canadians that might get drafted over the next 3 days, including Tanner McLaughlin, a tight end out of Lethbridge, who played at Arizona with the Wildcats. Some other notes, Lions extended Penei Sewell, 4 years, $112 million, $85 million guaranteed, yeah. And Amon-Ra St. Yeah. Brown, 4 years, $120 million, $77 guaranteed.
Nice little tidy business for the Lions ahead of their hosting of the draft. But no, this is another Canadian to watch, Theo Johnson, tight end of Penn State. Dave Naylor from the other guys did a great piece on his upbringing. Check that out. But yeah, it's super excited to see Theo Johnson tonight.
There's a handful of Canadians that are going to go higher than McLaughlin. I just called them out because usually we don't see guys from Alberta that are getting their name called for the draft.
Draft kind of starts at 4 with Arizona if they're going to move out of that spot, because it feels like New England's going to take Drake May.
Let's get to the NBA quick here, too. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we got Charles in a moment here.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? How are we going to supposed to play?
Two games yesterday. They were both the 8 seeds taking on the 1 seeds. One was the Miami Heat as the 8 seed, the Boston Celtics as the 1. Typically, these are sweeps. Yesterday, not the case.
Game 2 of round 1 belongs to the Heat. Miami wins 111-101, led by the 24 points of Tyler Hero, who helped out by helping others. 14 assists.
That's a call on WQAM as the Heat do win 111-101. Tyler Hero, 24 points. The Heat hit a franchise record 23 three-pointers. Any thoughts on this one, gents, around the table?
You know what? It's very surprising because the Celtics should be just crushing the Heat, especially without Jimmy Buckets in that series. But again, that's the team that the Heat went up 3-0 on last year. Celtics stormed back, forced to Game 7, yet still lost. And it just goes to show that the Heat are just such a playoff, tough opponent. They play tough defense. They're physical. And the Celtics, this should be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep, to say the least, at least 5 games.
That's the only way the Heat win any games in this series. They have to shoot the lights out. I just don't see the shooting pace to keep up at all.
And despite they might not have the talent, they probably have one of the best coaches in all the NBA, in Eric Spoelstra.
Pelicans and Thunder was a late contest. Not close.
Not in turn for the Thunder tonight. They came out breathing fire with brisk pace. Had the Pelicans under their thumb all night as they lead by as many as 34 en route to a Game 2 124-92 route.
Yeah, not close. WWLS with the call there. Anything from this one, boys?
We can move on. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, ridiculously smooth.
3 games tonight. You got the Cavs and the Magic.
I don't care.
shit, I don't care either.
The Cavs and the Magic is the Islanders and Hurricanes of the NBA playoffs.
It's the Capitals and the Rangers.
Nobody can score over 100.
Knicks and 76ers at 5:30. Sixers down 2-0, but of course, Joel Embiid.
We're good. We're going to win this series.
Okay.
Okay, Joel.
See if the calls lean towards the Sixers anymore than the last game after the NBA did admit multiple missed fouls and a missed timeout in Game 2's win for the Knicks. At 8, the Lakers host the Nuggets. Nuggets won both games in Denver, including a huge comeback win in Game 2. Golf, it is the Zurich Classic of New Orleans at TPC Louisiana. It is a team event. There are some fascinating pairs to keep an eye on. Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith. Adam Hadwin and Nick Taylor. Those are the top two Canadian teams, plus 2,800 and plus 2,500 to win the whole darn thing. And look at some of these teams at the top. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, plus 400. No Scotty this weekend, by the way. Mm. Sahith Tigala and Will Zalatoris. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry.
Mm.
Colin Morikawa and Kurt Kitayama. Mm. And Nikolai Hoegaard and his twin brother Rasmus, who plays on the DP World Tier. World
Is
Tour.
Stubbs playing?
No, he's not. I look for you.
All right, thank you.
On the LPGA, it is the JM Eagle LA Championship. Brooke Henderson won it in 2021, but she's not in the field this weekend. Someone else gets to win because Nelly Korda is also taking the weekend off. What else do I got here? Sean Lemon suspended indefinitely for betting on the CFL in 2021, and Canada plays Sweden at 10 a.m. at the U18 Worlds.
And good night, and good luck to you, sir.
Terrific stuff, Maddie. The Rose Report is brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. We'll gladly match, and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast. Charles Davis from Detroit next. The Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.